This is Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on the hotline from MLB.com, he's Richard Justice. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
I'm good, Patrick. How are you?
Busy day today, my friend.
Yes, it was a very busy day, and that reflects the fact that so many teams see their window as open a little bit, and we're trying to run through it. And while most of them protecting, there were players that, other than the Pirates, who gave up a bundle for Chris Archer, everybody else managed to protect their top assets. Like, Atlanta got a bunch of help, but they didn't trade, I don't think, any of their top nine prospects, which, you know, they're loaded. I mean, they're set for a long time. They just got to keep it together.
You know, the Pirates at the beginning of the year, you know, they trade Gerrit Cole, they trade Andrew McCutchen. A lot was not necessarily expected of them, but here they are, 3.5 out in the wild card and making a deal. They had to do something to go forward, right? They couldn't sit still and they couldn't sell. So this was the right move for them to try to go forward.
Yeah, but well, because he's got 3 years of $27 million, and they gave up. You know, I mean, Meadows is a prospect. Glasnow's a prospect. I think, you know, in the offseason, the narrative was they got rid of Gerrit Cole, they got rid of Andrew McCutchen, the two faces of the franchise. But what got lost in that, in ripping ownership, ripping the general manager, was that so much talent. The outfield was very good. Getting Corey Dickerson was a smart move. Josh Bell's a really good player. That they had a lot coming. You know, Nova, Trevor Williams, Jameson Taillon. They were in a good spot. Now, do they have enough to catch up? No. You know, like, if you look at the two teams playing best right now, you can make a case that the Pirates and A's are going to the World Series. But, you know, we'll see. You got 2 months to go.
Now, Richard, the Astros didn't make a lot of moves, but they made a big one yesterday in acquiring Roberto Osuna from the Jays, who comes with a lot of baggage, with a record domestic violence suspension and an open court case. Now, I didn't think they gave up a whole lot to get him. I thought this was definitely bargain bin shopping. But are you surprised that it was the Astros who took the chance on him and not, you know, a bigger team? You know, we've seen the Yankees or the Cubs do something like that. But are you surprised the Astros made that move?
I guess I am. I thought, you know, at some point he was going to get a second chance. But I thought the Blue Jays were going to release him. They made clear, you're not pitching for, you're not putting our uniform on again. We got all these kids coming up here, and you're not going to be around them. Even though everybody says, John Gibbons tells me he's a nice guy and he's a quiet guy and all of that. It's not what you want. It's not the values you want to represent your franchise with, to have a guy like that around. And in terms of a baseball trade, it's a no-brainer. The Astros didn't give up, you know, anything that hurts at all. So how do you spin it? I would say this in defense of the Astros is this. Jeff Luhnow has some equity in the bank here with the way he has run the franchise. And there are things we don't know about the case, although, you know, the rumor mill is that it was a very hard thing and that Major League Baseball knew enough to give him the longest suspension for domestic violence that anybody had ever gotten. And I think what Luhnow is saying, he's, you know, it was obvious. That was a difficult team meeting yesterday for A.J. Hinch to have. A.J., it was uncomfortable for him being sent out to speak to the media. Luhnow didn't come off very well. He said, we have a zero tolerance policy for players who have domestic violence violations, other than those that had them on other teams. You know, just come out and say, I've talked to the guy. He knows this was a horrible moment, and he understands that that there are people that don't forgive me, and maybe I don't deserve to be forgiven, but I'm going to be a better man going forward. And for the Astros, hey, we got a guy to pitch the ninth inning now, and we don't think he's ever going to do it again. In terms of selling it, spending it, I wouldn't even have tried, because I don't think you can. I talked to a friend of mine. I talked to people with other many teams today, and I said, well, what would you have done? And one team said, we got a guy that had just recently had a domestic violence issue, and he told us, I'm not going to talk to the media about it. And they said, well, you can just pack your bags and get your butt out of here, because you're going to go out there and you're going to take ownership of this and you're going to say you've learned. And that's about all they can do. You know, and the guy made the point. He says, people want to forgive these guys. You know, they want to believe the best in these players. And, Patrick, that's the other part of this. part of the appeal of this team, you know, you can be good, but it's one thing to be appealing and to be interesting. I hear this every day almost about the Astros. Are they really like that? Do they really like each other? As much as they appear to, do they really have that energy and that joy in playing? And so you want to make sure you don't do anything to screw that up and to change the way people think about the team. And that's going to be a very difficult conversation on Sunday when Jeff Luhnow takes Roberto Osuna into that clubhouse and apologizes, asks for a second chance. However you do something like that, you know, I would hope he takes the approach of, like, I did a horrible thing, and I hope you'll forgive me, and I understand if you don't forgive me, and I'm going to do my best for the next 10 years here to be the best citizen the Houston Astros have ever had. I don't know any other path.
I tell you what, Rich, you know, we're talking about Richard Justice, MLB.com. You know, this is a team that's got its future Hall of Famer in Justin Verlander.
Right.
And one of its popular players in Lance McCullers Jr., who's, you know, a second-generation player, who have both been, you know, militantly against domestic violence. They both came out on social media really hard against Danry Vasquez, a minor leaguer in their system who was on film beating up his girlfriend in a stairwell, and both of them had very harsh things to say about that guy. I don't know how you bring him into that clubhouse when Verlander is one of the leaders of your team, and his tweet was, bleep you, I hope you are miserable the rest of your life for beating up your girlfriend.
Well, yeah, it's not, I mean, Verlander and Lance are not the only ones against domestic violence. Trust me, the guys I know in there, Springer, McHugh, Altuve, Correa, they all feel that way. They just did not go on social media. So, you try to get around this. You hope it doesn't ruin the team. And the interesting part is we don't know criminal details of the criminal case. They've been the way Ontario does it. They seal them and. We'll see where it goes from here. I repeat what I started with, though, is that I do believe Jeff Luhnow is not an uncautious person. He's very meticulous, and he didn't make a deal that he thought would embarrass the franchise or embarrass himself personally or would destroy the fabric of the club. That part of what made the club so easy to root for last year. We'll see.
Richard Justice, MLB.com, with us on the hotline. So the Astros make the deal for the closer. The Yankees, they get Lance Lynn to, you know, give themselves some depth in the rotation. They've made a handful of moves, both guys going in, guys going out. Boston picks up Ian Kinsler. Seattle grabs Zach Duke for the bullpen and also picks up Cameron Maben for the outfield. Who had the best, I guess, deadline here for the American League teams that are looking at the playoffs?
Yankees won the trade deadline. I mean, they took a strong area of their team, the bullpen, and made it one of the great bullpens ever by getting Zach Britton. And then they add a pretty quality starter, the best guy, I think, until Chris Archer was traded today, the best starter to change teams. And then Lance Lynn is a guy they may turn into a weapon in the bullpen. He's a really... He's a tough guy that is going to – New York fans are going to love Lance Lynn. And so you couple that – you know, but the Red Sox were winning at a historical pace now. You know, Chris Sale's on the disabled list. Who knows how that's going to go? And maybe that's why they went out and got Nathan Eovaldi. And they did get the they got a big upgrade at second, but they didn't get the bullpen arm they needed. And we'll see how that goes. But – now, lots of stuff happened today. I really like Atlanta. Atlanta goes out and gets three relievers, plus Adam Duvall, plus Kevin Gausman, and they don't touch their core guys because, you know, they're set up to win for a long time. We'll see how it plays out. I don't know how you feel about it. Did anything change today? The only thing that make you stop and say, whoa, is that the Pirates got Keone Kela and Chris Archer. And they're in a pretty good spot. Here's a number for you. $10 million, Patrick. Do you know what that is?
Something I'd like to have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Tampa Bay Rays payroll for next season.
Jeez. You know, I remember when we used to talk about the Astros payroll, and was it 2013 that it was less than A-Rod's salary? But
right.
$10 million?
Yeah.
How is that
now,
even feasible?
The way I look at it is, in a lot of the years, I think Billy Beane operated the A's this way, that I've got a great blank whiteboard, and I'm just going to play experiments. Now, Billy feels somewhat, I think he doesn't look at it that way, and especially doesn't look at it this year that way because he sees a window of opportunity. The biggest surprise I have is that he didn't go out and get Jacob DeGrom or somebody, just give the whole farm system, because they don't see their windows open that much. But I think what Tampa Bay sees now is it's all a great experiment. We're under no pressure to win, in that we're not going to pass. Nothing we could do, we're not going to pass the Yankees and Red Sox. Before we can really be competitive, we need to get a shovel in the ground in terms of the ballpark. So let's just experiment in the way you've seen it. I mean, they have overperformed like crazy in this idea of using 9 pitchers in a game and all of that. It's a great big experiment. And, you know, like, more than like, is it good for baseball? Is it bad for baseball? I just want to see how they keep going with it, because I know they're smart people and there's a plan in there somewhere.
Richard Justice, MLB.com, with us on the hotline. You mentioned of the moves that the Braves made. They made a ton of moves.
Yeah.
You know, Pittsburgh gets Archer. Milwaukee picks up Jonathan Schoop. The Dodgers get Brian Dozier and John Axford. The Phillies get Wilson Ramos from Tampa Bay. Is Atlanta the most improved? You know, Philly, you know, upgrading a catcher so greatly. I mean, is that the move that helps differentiate them in the NL East?
Yeah, they need Cabrera. That, you know, Asdrubal Cabrera helps them a lot. And then Ramos, I mean, he's an impact guy. I'm surprised Washington didn't sell out a little bit to go get JT Realmuto, but maybe, I don't know. You know, with Washington, sometimes you don't quite know who's calling the shots. I mean, I know they have a great general manager, Mike Rizzo, but ownership can be tough sometimes about what we're going to do with payroll. We've gone as far as we can. Cleveland, I think, had a good couple of days with getting Brad Hand and getting Simber. And Leonis Martinez is a guy that's, he's not a hitter, but he's a run producer. So, you know, we'll see. A lot of people got things they needed. The Diamondbacks got things, relief pieces they needed. Ziegler and Diekman and Andries. And a guy that can play any place in the infield, and Escobar. So it's gonna take a while for everything to settle in. But you know, for Astros fans that thought the Astros should do more, the example here is the Royals and the Cubs. They won the World Series and were left with very weak farm system. The Cubs basically didn't. They got Cole Hamels because that was the guy they could get, and they were able to get Jesse Chavez and Kinsler. Because those were the guys their farm system would allow them to get. But Jeff Luhnow, if people think he's been too cautious in not trading prospects, it's just that he wants to be able to sustain what they've got going, and he's seen how hard it's been on the Royals. And Cubs could very well win again, but it's been a tougher mountain this year, you can see.
That right there is a really great point that I think has probably been overlooked all over the place, is how bad the Royals have fallen and Luhnow not wanting to suffer that same fate.
Yeah, and Jeff would want me to point out that look at the amount of talent that's left here in getting the deals, go all the way back to Fires and Gomez and everybody and Cole and everybody they've traded for. They've traded a lot of talent, but they still feel like they're in a pretty good spot. Now, it would help if Kyle Tucker had 4 hits tonight. A couple of home runs and a couple of doubles. That would make everybody feel a lot better, but that's the way it goes sometimes.
Richard Justice, MLB.com, with us on the hotline. Follow him on Twitter, at Richard Justice. Always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. I'm glad you were able to spend some time with us. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you, Patrick.